Hello, sweeties, and welcome to my AMA. I have received some really lovely questions, and I just can't wait to get stuck in and answer them. If I have missed your question out, I am so, so sorry. Please let me know and I can add it to the next one. So, if you don't know me, my name is Princess Dulcie, also known as Princess Loves Teasing here on Reddit. I create erotic audio over on Gone Wild, and I've been doing that coming up to 6 months now. I am so excited to be doing my AMA over on Gone Wild backstage this month, because November has been a pretty big month for me. I hit 2k followers here on Reddit, and it's just really nice to have this in the same month. It feels a bit like a celebration. I'll be doing my best to answer every question. I've had a few similar ones, so I've kind of grouped them, and I'll be splitting this up into vanilla questions and then audio and spicy ones. That way, if you don't want to listen to the kinky stuff, you can switch off. Also, I will be recording this and not editing it, so if you hear a squeaky ball in the background or a cat meowing, welcome to the life of Princess Dulcie. I will just add before I start, I do create content for consenting adults aged 18 and over, so if you're under 18 and you're listening to this, switch it off, it's not for you. Go on. There. Well, let's go. Vanilla questions first. Fays, vampires, goddesses, do you have a fondness for the supernatural? I was going to say that I'm not the biggest fan of the supernatural. But of the three things that you've listed here, I love all of them. Fairies are one of my favourites. I used to believe that they lived at the end of my garden, and when I was little, I'd make little fairy gardens. And then vampires, I had a twilight phase, of course. So whilst I wouldn't say I was obsessed or had any real fondness, I certainly have a passing interest in those. If you could time travel, would you go forward or back? 100% back. I don't even have to think. I don't want to see what horrible future we have ahead of us. I would rather go back and be a real princess, or at least marry into royalty. Or, I guess, more believable, I would go back to the 1950s. I've always loved that time period, the clothes, the dresses, the music. And I know it's a little bit of looking back with rose-tinted glasses, but oh, I think I would like it. It's like that episode of Doctor Who when Rose goes back to the 1950s. If I had a TARDIS, that's exactly what I would do. Would you rather pay $1,000 to ensure humanity will have a bright future after you die, or be given a really, really, really nice cake? I would rather pay, for sure. Not that I think $1,000 would be enough to ensure anyone a bright future for all of humanity, but it might at least look after my cat and my dog. And I would do anything to ensure that they're looked after I'm gone. I would be one of those people that leaves everything to their pets, I swear. What's your perfume of choice? Okay, I love perfume. I love scents, I love smells. And I often lean towards floral scents. I often wear one called Rose Jam, which is from a store called Lush. And it smells amazing, really sweet. After the smell of roses, I love the smell of jasmine as well. Floral scents are my favourite. What's your audio setup? Well, I've just this week changed microphones. I now have a HyperX Quadcast S, which I'm still getting used to, so I apologise if it's a bit janky in this audio recording. But I will put my PC stats in the post when I post this, so you can see what I've got for that as well. I don't just use my PC to record, it is also my gaming PC. I built this coming up to a year now, I think. Graphics card prices were still really, really high, so I brought what I could with the budget that I had. Next question, why Lego? Why not Lego? There's a joy Lego brings me. So for those that may not know me well or at all, I am a huge Lego fan outside of this. I am currently building a Lego city and I have various other sets. I'm a huge, huge fan of Star Wars, so I have a lot of the Star Wars Lego as well. And when I have free time, I spend it building. I love the process, following the instructions and just letting my mind switch off and follow it. And then after, I have a really cool model to look at. Those colourful little bricks bring me so much joy. And while I'm recording this, I'm currently looking at my massive to build pile, which is really, really big. Maybe that's something for my next audio, Lego ASMR with Princess Dulcie. Anyway, what's your favourite movie of the Three Flavours Cornetto trilogy? And if I've already asked this question, a favourite horror media, movie, game, book or audio? So, Three Flavours Cornetto trilogy. Shaun of the Dead. I was a teenager when it came out, and not that long beforehand I'd got really into Spaced. And it was such a good decade for British comedy. And that's when I really first discovered Simon Pegg. You have reminded me that I need to watch Hot Fuzz again. And it might be a this weekend watch. I last watched it when I'd just broken up with a boyfriend at the time, many years ago. So it didn't have the best memories, but I might rewatch it, see how I think now. And I'm not really into traditional horror, sorry, sweetie. So I don't have an answer to your second question. I am the biggest scaredy cat. Seriously. What is your go-to music to listen to? Or is it like me and lots of different types depending on mood? Very similar to you. I like a lot of different types depending on my mood. But, I am a huge K-pop fan. They are the only albums I buy physically. And while I don't listen to too much music, if I need to dance around the kitchen while doing the dishes, it's very likely going to be K-pop. But it really depends on my mood or even what I'm doing. If I'm playing board games with friends, I find I can't have music on with lyrics because I just can't concentrate. So I love to listen to bardcore when I'm playing board games or Dungeons and Dragons. But if I'm having a pamper evening with a bubble bath, it'll be my soppy, romantic 1950s era music. But I am also one of those people who really likes silence. I will happily just sit there with no music on, just enjoying the quiet. So they were all the vanilla questions that I had. So I'm going to be moving on now to audio and spicy stuff. So if you don't want to listen to that, I would switch off now. Otherwise, I'll be talking about my audios and kink. First question. What's something you wish other people understood about you? I thought quite hard about this question, and I didn't put it in my vanilla section because the main thing that came to my mind was that VAs are people too. We have good days, we have bad days, and we have other commitments aside from this. And I love doing what I do on here. I love making audios. I really, really enjoy it, but I'm not a machine. I work full time alongside this. And there will be weeks when I'm just so exhausted I can't post. Last week, for example, I was really busy with some deadlines for my real life job. And I felt really, really guilty that I just couldn't post. So I'm trying to make it up this weekend by doing a lot of content. But that would really be the main thing I wish people would understand. Well, it's not even a wish people would understand. Just know that we all have other things non-kink related in our life. What are the top 5 or top 10 audios that you have made? So I've split this question into two bits. Top 5 I've written and top 5 script fields. And no particular order at all. I'll start with mine. So the top 5 that I've enjoyed writing and performing. Humping forever, wanking never. I loved making this one. It was such a great catchphrase and members of my Discord still like to quote. The chastity teased and denied program. I love the world that I've created here and I'm really excited to write more. Part 3 is currently being written. Teasing sweet virgins. It was all my favourite things in one audio. Worship my feet. I love foot fetish audios and I really liked writing this one. And think of me whilst you fuck her. That was my first time writing a growth or giantess audio and I really fell in love with it and the kink. So I have been exploring that a lot more. And then top 5 script fills. I'm sorry if I get anyone's names wrong and I butcher them. I'm so sorry. The Wicked Fae of the Forest Wants to Be Your Mummy by Bad Devil. Your Erotic Dreams Awaken a Powerful Sex Goddess by Compliance Scribe. Baker's Special Friend Frosted Cookies Require Your Cum by Gonwonzu 2 Scripts. Mummy Makes You Cum in the Middle of the Store by Horrocrux's Lady Hunter. And Interrogated and Teased by the Adeptus Sororitas by my friend Isopeth. If I'm allowed, I will post links to all of those below so you can have a look for yourself and see if you like them as much as I do. What is something that has surprised you most about the listeners of GWA in your first few months? Honestly, how lovely everyone is. When you put yourself online, you worry about backlash, hate. And luckily, I've not experienced anything like that. I'm gonna touch wood here. And that's my desk. Don't get any naughty ideas now. The listeners have been so lovely and sweet, and that's why I'm still here. Still going, still enjoying it, still creating smut. What made you become a VA and do 18 plus audio? So, I've always wanted to do something with audio. I love voice acting and I love kinky stuff. And it's been a really amazing outlet for me. After I posted my first ever audio story, which was written by my best friend in the whole world, Upside Downside, it was called Meeting Her. And the reaction that I got was really good. And I thought, wow, this is something I want to continue. And ta-da, here I am. That story has been banished. I've listened back to it. And it's not the quality that I want to put out there. It was recorded on a really bad headset. So you're not going to get that, but it's there in the ether. Any tips for a beginner scriptwriter? So whilst I don't post any of my OC writing for others, I do write some of my own things. The main thing I would say is write what you enjoy. If you have a fantasy or a kink that you want to explore, write about that. And then when you do post, don't worry if it doesn't get a fill straight away. I know it's so hard, but please don't beat yourself up. I see so many amazing writers really get upset because they haven't had a fill. You'll get one, I promise. Keep going. It's so hard starting out in anything for a first time. Nothing happens overnight. Please keep at it. Scriptwriters are so valued in this community. We see the hard work that you put into it and we really love you for it. What inspired you to do this AMA? Well, I love talking. I really love talking. And I love having prompts to talk about. And I love you guys getting to know the real nerdy, behind the screen Princess Dulcie. I'm not just about smart, I have other interests. Although 90% of me is smart and sexual innuendos. Do you like to watch or be watched? I think a bit of both is always fun. And now this is when I'm in a relationship, it's not an invite to call me up on Discord asking me to watch. But mix it up a bit, I like both. Something I've always wondered about adult VAs, do you get turned on while recording audios? Sometimes, absolutely. There can be scenarios or scenes that really get me going, and after I need a minute or two or three. That is all the answer this question is going to get. Would you say that you're more soft dom or a hard dom? I flip-flop. I really do flip-flop between the two, but I would say I lean much more into soft dom, mummy dom, way more often. I like that side of me, and I think those that I do have scenes with like that too. It depends on the partner as well. Any of my play partners, we discuss, we talk, we communicate, and we have safe words, so generally we know what the other person wants in a scene, and if they want that hard dom in a particular scene and I'm feeling it too, then it will be that. But if we're both feeling a bit more in a softer mood, again, we'll communicate that. How much time does it take to make an audio? From recording to editing it, it must take a lot of your time. It depends on a few factors. So how long the script is, if it's a feel or if I'm writing it myself. And then if it has SFX, it can range from a few hours finding or making SFX alone. If it's a big project, it can take quite a few hours. And I am a one-woman team. I do the recording, the editing, the SFXing, everything myself. And I'm not moaning about that process. I love doing it. I love editing and I'm getting better with it. It's not just to sit down, record and done. And even once you've recorded it, edited it, you've got to write the post, promote it, share it. The master spreadsheet has to be updated. And I'm so thankful I do have an amazing person who updates my master spreadsheet, because if they didn't do it, it would never be done. So I'm so thankful for that. So I can't give you a precise answer on how long it takes to make an audio. It depends on the factors. Also, I'm really shocked that my cat or my dog hasn't made a single noise during this audio. Again, touch wood. Normally, I'll be recording and you'll hear a meow or you'll hear a bark or a squeaky ball, and that means I have to stop, and it's all in the fun. How did you discover that you were into tease and denial and femdom generally? Was it always there as part of sexuality for you, or was it something you discovered later in life? Okay, so I've known I was into tease and denial since I was a teenager. I have always been a massive tease. You know when something just feels natural to you? That's how I feel about teasing. However, femdom in general is pretty recent. I think coming up to about 3 years or so now. I've always been kinky, always had an interest in BDSM. But I never really had an opportunity to explore the dominant side of myself. I joined FetLife during one of the first COVID lockdowns, like many did, and got to explore it there. And it turns out I love it. And since being on Gone Wild, I've got to explore it even more. A lot of the scenarios that I've written OC about have been experiences that I've got to do and explore, and scenes that I've had. And I think a lot of you listeners like it too, and I really appreciate it when you give me feedback about that, and if you did enjoy it and if you did like it. In a similar vein, how did you discover the audio kink community specifically? Was your voice something you always found to be sexy, or did you only realise after you started hanging out here? So, I've always been told I've had a lovely voice. I used to work in a role in real life where we had to listen back to our phone calls for quality assurance. I never hated listening to myself, and I know that's really big-headed to say, and I apologise, but I do like my voice. I know some people have a real gut reaction of, I just can't listen to myself, I hate my voice, I hate how I sound. I've never really experienced that. So I would say it is one of the aspects of myself that I like the most. I like my accent as well. I know some people find it really hard to place me, which I find quite funny because I think I sound really English, but I've had people think I'm from Australia before. I don't mind. If you want to play guess where Princess Dulcie is from, go ahead. I have a bit of amalgamation of different accents from places that I've lived because I've not lived in one place my whole life. I like it. I think it's interesting to listen to. What do you think? Let me know. Anyway, I've digressed a little bit on that question. Discovering the audio kink community, however, I started posting small little stories over on FetLife, like I mentioned earlier. There's not the biggest community for it on there. There's a couple of groups, a couple of people, but I got to start out on a really small stage. And after realising I did enjoy it, I upgraded my equipment. And I even had a few people over there mention Reddit and Gone Wild. So, ta-da! Here I am. Do you spend any time listening to audios on Gone Wild Audio? And if so, what kind of audios pique your interest? I'm not really a listener. If a friend of mine posts an audio, I'll listen to it, I'll encourage it. And that goes for girls and guys. But I don't really think of myself as an active listener. I'm sorry, sweetie. And what type of style of VA would you want to do but haven't done yet? I don't know if I'm going to answer this question correctly, so if I haven't given you the answer that you wanted, let me know in more detail. But I really, really, really would like to do voice acting for a video game. That would be the dream. Imagine being in a Fallout game, which is my favourite game series, if they ever did an English version, obviously the mod. I digress. but I would love to do a game, a big game, a AAA game. Be cool. I did warn you, I do like to talk. I like to digress, so there we go. When did you discover your fetishes and how did you feel about it? Honestly, fetishes are ever growing for me. I discover new things about myself all the time. I never thought I would have a mummy dom kink, but I really, really enjoy it. I'm not ashamed of any of my kinks. We all have them. I consider myself very open-minded and we all have kinks at the end of the day. Sure, I might not be into some of your kinks and you might not be into some of mine, but that doesn't mean we can't get along. I don't agree with those that kink shame or those that downvote just because they don't like a kink. I think we should all be able to get along regardless of kinks. They are what make us what we are at the end of the day. Life would be so boring if we were all into the same thing, wouldn't it? Can you post those pixelated pictures without the pixels? So, if you don't know, I post censored photos here on Reddit. It's a kink that I enjoy and some of my followers enjoy. Now, I do post the uncensored versions, just not on Reddit. It's over on my Twitter, my FetLife or my Discord server. I don't post them on Reddit because the people who are into that kink don't want to see the uncensored version. So that's why if you go onto my Reddit profile, you might see censored pictures. It's a kink. Can you make more fleshlight JOIs? I certainly can, sweetie. The reason I don't write too many audios with toys is because not everyone has them. I don't like people feeling left out. I don't know who submitted this question because I didn't take names for any questions. But if you do have an idea for a fleshlight JOI, jump into my DMs. Let me know and I can see what I can do. You make so much OC. How is the process or motivation different between choosing a script and writing one? So my scripts that I write normally come about from a fantasy or an idea or a scene that I've had. The CTD one was, for an example, expanded on an idea that someone put as a request on the GWA subreddit. And it took me in a direction that I really liked. And when I can imagine myself in the world or the story, I can just write and write. I also have what I like to call my bread and butter original content that I can go back and enjoy and write, like my JOIs or my teasers. Picking a script that someone else has written normally is just a matter of looking at the tags and going, oh, this is something that I'm into. So I often look out for mummy dom scripts or chastity or cuck. I have tags that I go back to because I really enjoy them. I don't record a script that I personally don't enjoy. I often give it a quick read through. Half the time I don't, half the time I just do it and then record post. Titles grab me a lot as well. If anyone's listening to this and they're writing scripts, a good snappy title really does it for me. And I don't know if other VAs are the same. Is there a title length that we all particularly go for? I don't like titles that take up all the room and you can't fit all your tags on it. But that could just be me. Don't take my answer. I'm just one person. Do you watch porn? And if yes, what kind? These days, I don't tend to really watch much porn because if I'm in that particular mood, I have play partners that I tend to go to more than porn, and the spoken word from them is much more excited to me than any porn on a screen. But if I am watching porn, I guess I go for a lot of BDSM things. I like porn made by women for women. I'm a big fan of the female gaze. I like a lot more amateur porn. I might have to check my internet browsing to see when the last time I opened porn to watch was, because I think it would have been quite a while ago. I guess those TikTok thirst traps have me a lot more these days. please. What tags are your most used and do you enjoy those kinks? I touched on this a little bit earlier, but I'll touch on it again. I think FDOM would be my most used tag because out of all the audios I've done, I think only a handful either didn't have the FDOM tag or had the F switch tag. Along with that, tease, denial, mummy has been a really recently common tag of mine, cuck, chastity, good boy. And yes, I enjoy all those kinks. I particularly enjoy cuck and chastity. I know they're not common kinks over on Gone Wild. I enjoy them. I will always post content that I like first and foremost. Because let's be honest, some people like to know that their partner is getting off as much as they do. And I'm very like that. I want you to know that I am getting off just as much as you are listening to me. So I will never do a tag that I don't like. It's just not true to me. And I like being true to myself and true to my kinks. And there we are. That was nearly 30 minutes of me talking. I need a massive drink right about now. A coffee, probably. I really hope you've enjoyed listening to me ramble on. I hope you enjoyed having a bit of an insight to my life and to me, and that I'm not just about kink. There's other things going on in my Princess Dulcie mind. So the last thing I have to say is, like I always say, have a lovely day, sweetie, and I'll see you soon. Bye.